Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, everybody. Another Manic Monday. Want to download some new songs? Want to do a shout-out to Jessica Delfino. Jessica Delfino has a new CD out. It's called Songs to Make War To. Love that Jessica Delfino. I know we feature her on the show. Go check out her CDs. I believe it's available on CD Baby, but she's usually very efficient marketing techniques, this Jessica. She's very good. She has a music coalition, and she just comedy musicians coalition. She founded that, which is great, and she just had a festival. Jessica Delfina is a real doer. We love the doers in the world, don't we? Yes, we do. Anyway, why don't we start off with a Jessica Delfino song and just give you a little taste.
One, two, a one, two, three, four.
I want to be famous. I want to be famous. I live alone in a small apartment. I've got no money and I've got no job. I'm a real nice girl with a good personality. And I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich, I'm poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. I don't know what to do with my life, but I really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be so. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. Two, three, it's not that hard. All I gotta do is find someone, maybe a CEO, or maybe someone like the guy who runs something, like the country or whatever. I don't know where to get a weapon, I really don't even know how to use one. But I'm smart and I can figure it out. And then I am gonna really, really be famous. I read in a magazine it's really important to be a celebrity. I hope my mom is proud of me when she sees me on TV. Gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Come on everyone, let's clap. Kill somebody important. I'm gonna kill somebody important with a gun. Kill somebody important with a knife. Kill somebody important with my mind. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Okay, can stop clapping. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous.
She will be famous. She's a mover and a shaker. She's terrific. And just a terrific sense of humor in her songs. And welcome chat room, Betty Jo Tucker, Dr. Miola, and the Steve Mendoza Show in the chat room already. You can join the chat room by going to Blog Talk Radio, giving yourself your name. It's good to do whatever you're trying to promote. If your name is what you're trying to promote, then do that, because I'll say it repeatedly in the chat room. Right, Steve Mendoza? Yeah, Betty Jo Tucker. Here's more of Jessica Delfino.
You look angry and horny as hell. Are you mentally ill or did you just get out of jail? I'm assuming an easy target, but what do you know? Because I got this whistle and I'm ready to blow, so don't rape me. Don't rape me. Don't rape me. You look really scary and you're moving fast, but I'm looking for a love that's going to last. I got B.O., I haven't showered for days, and it's quite possible that I got the big AIDS. So, don't rape me. Don't rape me. Don't rape me. Well, you hear about rape on the news and TV, and the mayor don't care, so it's up to me. Well, I got a plan, so rapists gather around. I'm gonna pipe your asses out of town. Don't rape me. 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 Don't rape me.
Jessica Delfino. Oh, gosh, I'm trying to download her songs as quick as possible. Let me see if there's another way around it. Yeah, I'm going to try something I haven't tried in a while, so bear with me. I'll see if I can do it, because she's got such great songs. Songs to make war to, okay. I was tricking my computer into playing that. Anyway, in the chat room, Dr. Miola, the Steve Mendoza Show, Chuck Skulf. Chuck, didn't you have a show on? You didn't stop your show to do my show, did you? Thank you, Chuck Skulf. He's so, Chuck and I are comedy soulmates, I think. We like all the same comedians. And he plays such funny stuff on his show. You got to see it. Chuck Skulf Mondays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Chuck, I love it. Put down the name of your show here. You guys, Betty Jo Tucker, what's this going on here? I'm checking out my chat room. Steve Mendoza would like to promote older men's health reminders to get prostate checked for prostate cancer, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Okay, I just did it, Steve. Okay, that's our public service announcement. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. She has somebody interesting. And now I've got to double check and go to my messages here to see what she has this week. Teachers on Film, July 1st, Movie Attic Headquarters welcomes film critic and author Nell Minow, the famous movie mom. She'll discuss her upcoming book, Must See Movies, Teachers. Okay, top five movies about teachers. It'll be interesting to hear what they are. There have been a lot of them, haven't they? The To Sir With Love, there's another one. Very striking ones, very striking. Chuck Skulf, post when your show's on in the chat room, and I will announce them. Today's featured artist is Jessica Delfino. She is very talented. Go to www.jessicadelfino.com. Anybody up in Maine, I think she's going to be performing at the Comedy Festival there. So check her out because she is well worth it. And remember, support the arts by supporting the arts and buying CDs. Thank you. We all appreciate that. Let me see if I can play another one of hers. It's kind of tricky because I haven't downloaded yet. And here we go. I'm going to give it a shot. I can do with the computer there. It's still downloading, but I figured out a way to still play it for you, and I'll play the better version, tighter version of it as soon as the MP3s are converted and put on my switchboard. And we'll be featuring more Jessica Delfino. Go to her Facebook page. Say you heard her here on Blog Talk Radio. She'll appreciate that. Right, Steve Mendoza? Do that. Say I heard you on there. And she might actually send you a free download of one of her songs, or all of them, because she's just a nice person that way. And anyway, we'll keep it going. So I had a great weekend. If you follow my Facebook page, I got a picture with Barbara Feldon. Woo! And I performed with Larry Storch. Woo! That was so much fun. And that was at Stand Up New York Live. Steve Mendoza was there in the house. Steve Mendoza. Yeah. With Steve Mendoza and all of his shows. If you go to Steve Mendoza, there's a show on all the time. All the time he's got shows on. Chuck, I see you posted the info for me. Let me get there. Chuck, where is it? Oh, Chuck, did I lose you already? It was somewhere between getting a prostate exam and... Okay. Oh, Chuck, I'm sorry. I lost you already. You did post it. Why can't I find it? I'm sorry. People don't know. I'm just, you're listening, and then here we go. Chuck, Mondays at 9 a.m., Saturdays at 10 a.m., and 8 p.m. So that's Saturday, 10 a.m. and 8 p.m., and Mondays at 9 a.m. It's Chuck Skull. Check him out. Great way to start your morning. It's a great precursor to my show, right, Chuck? We start the little humor going and getting everybody in a good mood, making it not so manic. I think that's what we're all about, Chuck. We're all about the love. Speaking of love, I wonder what's happening on Stewart's Island.
Fog is lifting. Look at that. Cyril, there's an island over there.
Come.
I hear something.
Come to my
Oh, God. Oh, I don't know. I thought we would be in the Philippines by now, but no, Cyril.
We're lost.
We've been too long on this raft.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Oh, no.
You're drifting towards Stewardess Island.
Oh, no.
Stewardess.
Not Stewardess Island, sir.
Quick, Dave. Back paddle as fast as you can.
But that current.
You're losing my grip.
The current, it's bringing us closer. Look. Look over there. It looks like an erotic actress, but no, it's a
Stewardess!
Oh,
hi, how you doing? My name is Sandy. Welcome to Stewardess Island. Come on aboard and make sure that you unfasten your seatbelts. We're not in turbulent weather now.
Cyril, give her the flowers. Give her the poison flowers we've been saving for some enemy.
Nobody ever brings me flowers anymore.
Oh, we laid it at your feet. Just please don't offer to bring us anything.
Coffee, tea, or milk, anybody?
Oh, my God, she said it.
She said it. See, Cyril, what happens? We started on a subway trip to nowhere. We ended up on a plane exploding, on a boat that sank, and a raft that brought us here.
To Stewardess Island. Dave,
yes.
Dave, I'm going to have a soda.
No, don't.
I can't help myself.
No, because next they'll give you plastic forks.
I don't care.
Next they'll give you little towelettes to wipe your face and head.
Here's your dinner for the evening. Beef bourguignon and a little plastic plate.
No.
I hope you enjoy it with little tiny potatoes.
I've got to taste. Disgusting!
Those poison flowers you brought aren't working. I thought she'd be drifting off by now.
You guys, you can't leave. I've got my own radio show here on Stewardess Island. You've got to help me.
Help you? How can we help you?
Can we phone in suggestions or something?
Uh-huh. And you can't leave Stewardess Island because there are no exits.
Not even one emergency exit at the cone entrance?
Not one. Put that cigarette out,
sorry.
Oh, Cyril. We're trapped here at Stewardess Island with her.
Oh, come on, everybody. It can be fun. I know other stewardesses named Bambi and Tawny and Sunny and Griffy.
Dave, it sounds just too damn good to be true. I'm staying here for the rest of my life.
Me too, Cyril. Come on, let's read a magazine.
I have no Newsweek. Only people.
Big car, you like it. How did you get in, sir?
I don't know.
It's like nice looking. back. Nice looking table back here. I love this table over here. My fans over there too. I love them all. They're all so pretty. My fellow flyer, Sam Bell, is here too. Love it. He was yelling at me over on the very softball team. Yelling at Nancy, swing at the ball. Swing at the ball. You're leaning. You got to swing. You're pushing it. I just said, yes, Sam, we'll do whatever you say. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. Me! I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. Now, I don't know about you ladies, but my husband, are you married? Are you married? Together? No? No? Well, okay. Good match. I'm ordained online. Anyway, my husband will confess anything if I give him the wife look. All I gotta do is give him the wife look.
What? Is this about the milk? Because there was enough for a cup of coffee when I put the cotton back in the fridge. What? Is this about the missing cake? I got hungry! What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps?
You ate that whole piece of cake? Secret to a long marriage, Stephen, I'll tell you right now. It's date night. You gotta go on dates. That's what makes it so special. Two nights a week. Good wine, good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. So much better. But my husband, he's always on some kind of fad diet. This week it's coconuts and bananas.
I'm just gonna eat coconuts and bananas. Don't give me nothing else. Even if I ask for it, don't give it to me.
He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. I'm trying to look male enhancement drugs on TV. Ask your doctor if the purple pill is right for you. Side effects may include blindness, diarrhea, and voting Republican. I don't know. I always like it because it always ends with long walks on the beach, and that's okay for me. But if you want an handsome single man, pin money to him and tell me his mother lives in Florida. You want to enhance a married man? I'll hand him the vacuum cleaner and go, that's right, honey. You want to turn me on? You got to turn that on. Go ahead, get in there, work that hose, babe. Movies. I haven't seen Maleficent. Did anybody see that yet? Can I spoil it for you? Right. What's with the guy? He starts out with an English accent and ends up by the end of the movie, he's got a Scottish accent. What? No? Nobody are. You'll see that. That's what happens. What else? They just released a new cure for insomnia, by the way. Lincoln on DVD. I wanted to kill Lincoln. I'm going to do it. And then, what else? Oh, another movie I couldn't take. Le Mis, true to its name, I came out more miserable than I went in. If the movie is too long and it seems like a same song, then no doubt you're here trapped watching all of it. I had a dream this film would end. Never knowing, at any given moment, when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jack. I'm a shark. I'm a jack. I'm a shark. Now, when I was little, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was, because she was always that skinny little woman all dressed in black. Her hair, always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box while standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be a beautiful young woman say something like,
"Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?"
The woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of a man's head. Ayúdame! Ayúdame! The head would fall, the box bounced down the stairs. Boom, 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 feet. She'd go, and that was every film I saw over and over again. to New York. You know, I love New York. It's a city of cultures, active cultures of bacteria. I don't touch anything. Really, it is. I don't know about you, but I always feel like my neighborhood junkie is cheating on me if I see him in another neighborhood. I get possessive. Don't you get possessive of your neighborhood junkie? What are you doing here, Rose? Let that dab you in. No coffee for you today. You want to call me that anyway? That's where I get your coffee. I have to be that way. You have to be strict, too, you know. My mother's from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, and a hurricane, sugarcane, and don't complain, don't explain. She's a terrible cook. Burnt everything now, it's all Cajun. She's giving good advice about finding a husband. She said, mira, Nancy, a man is like a chook. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci local with a cushioned soul. We had a man child. His name is Michael. His charity name is Runs with Scissors. I wanted to always be there for him. I'll never forget the first time my son came to me and said, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked into his little eyes and said, honey, in your case, babies come from absolute vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was growing up, because I had really curly hair, and my mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow! And she goes, where's your lady? It's just in a hearse. How do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time, until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hairbrush had something to do with having a baby. Well, with that in mind, I did a little research and I found this little-known Irish reproduction ballad which explains it all. Now, you'll have to help me with this, okay? When I go like this, you go, ready? There was a young sperm from the land of Hestes near the Isle of Scrotum who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom, a searching for the special lad who lay in a foreign land. He said, a tool be wasted by the stroking of a hand, a hand, a swearing of. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She had only one X connected a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix and up the uterus to who? Up the uterus to the river rose and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin. And that is how we all begin. That is how we begin. Give yourselves a hand for that. A wonderful singer. You're terrific. You're all terrific. Well, we got a lot of great talent here tonight. Larry, it's an honor to be here. I never thought when I was growing up watching my hero, comedian here, that I would be here performing with this guy. Let's hear it for him again, please.
The fact like Nancy Reagan, she just said no. Then the O'Connor and the lady was born. She became a supreme just like a Diana Ross. Women make the world go round and round and round. We teach the world and no one can hold us down, down. Mother Nature, won't you keep us doing all we can to put the woo in woman. Thousands of women have come and gone, blazing a trail so other women could also be strong. Some call women crazy, and I think that might be true, cause it's easier to be lazy than to play a strap for you. Yeah, 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 women make the world go round and round and round. We teach the world, and no one can hold us down. Mother Nature wants to keep us doing all we can to put the woo in woman. Yeah, Mother Nature wants to keep us doing all we can to put the woo in woman. I'm a big old battle drum, woman, here I am.
Hey, let's hear it for Jessica Delfino. Let's hear it. Terrific. She is just so talented. All right. Songs to Make War Tour 2. Songs to Make War 2. Go check it out. Follow her on Facebook or www.jessicadelfino.com. She's so nice, too, but what a talent. She plays a couple of instruments. She actually had a ukulele class for free, which I went and took. I'm learning the ukulele. When is Jazz Housewife going to be out? It's special order, Betty. Just contact me, and it's special order. We can do it via PayPal or something. For my friends, it's only $10, and for everybody else, it's $15. Okay. Let's check it out. What else we got going on? Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Ooh, Betty Jo. I'm going to try and listen to your show tomorrow, Betty Jo. I'll be performing at the Hebrew Home for the Aged tomorrow. So I might have to leave the house early because it's way up there, way up there. Anyway, today's featured artist has been Jessica Delfino. How fast the time goes when you're having fun. But it was a fun week. Oh, who else did I see? You guys like my celebrity talk? I saw Robert Vaughn. He looked like the man who would cry uncle. He was so miserable at the thing. That's so sad. But, you know, still a handsome man. And when you see people like Barbara Feldon and Robert Vaughn and Larry Storch, you're going, why isn't somebody booking them? They're still great actors. I think maybe because the people who are writing, the young people who are writing, do not know the talent that these people are. So what are you going to do? It's a lot of talent out there. So check it out and support the arts by supporting the arts. Okay, let's see. What have I got here? I was trying to find something summery for you, but I can't. How about Jersey Shore? Here we go.
Lighthouse for its happy, wildwood, ocean grove, LBI. I'm alright. Man, it's crazy. People letting society, corporations run the line. I mean, they don't even know who they are.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Dr. Miola. Hey, I'm ordained online, Dr. Miola. I am spiritual, too. Thanks for joining us today. Chuck Skull's in the house. George Bettinger. Betty Jo left. Betty Jo locked out before I had a chance to say thank you to her. Thank you, Betty Jo and Steve Mendoza, for placing your orders for my new CD. I'll get those out in the mail to you today. Thank you so much. As you know, That helps me defray the cost. I end up, you know, I perform for a lot of benefits and stuff, and I usually end up donating the CDs for their raffles and stuff. So I don't really make money on them. So you're helping to defray the cost. Thank you very much. And remember, support everybody on Blog Talk Radio, like my friend Chuck Skull. Love his show. Man, I get a good laugh, I tell you. Monday mornings, great way. And then Saturdays at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m., Chuck Skull with Kat Becchione at night. Check them out. George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, it's the Mom and Pop Shop on Dream Stream Radio. The Steve Mendoza Show. That man is always cooking up some fun for something. Thank you all. This is great. And we're down to our last 3 minutes because that's how we roll on this show. We're fun people, aren't we? Yes, we are. I see I'm getting emails at the same time. All right. I'll figure out the problem there for you, Steve Mendoza. Everybody, you're cracking me up. Stop it. Stop it. All right. Okay. Here we go. How about a Nancy Lombardo song just for the heck of it? Okay. Why not, Nancy? Let's do it. All right. You think so? Yeah, sure. All right. Support the arts by supporting the arts. Contact me directly and...
I've got a message for all you ladies tired of being alone. You're always worried he'll never call you, so you stay glued to the phone. If only a prince is for you, hold your breath till you're blue. You're always looking to find that someone called your better half. Half of nothing leaves you zero. You must be hard up for laughs. Here are some things you can do to find the right man for you. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out-of-work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance. Not 6 feet tall, and hairline's receding to bald, a body that's heavy, not lean. He might be a loving machine. Don't worry what people might think. At least he's not given to drink. Stop trying to make him a saint. How can he be what he ain't? He's doing the best he can do to be the right man for you. So don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance. Nobody's perfect, so why do you expect the storybook man of your dreams? Remember, even the nicest of guys can move you to scream. It might be news to you, but men are people too. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Better take a second glance. Love can be an avalanche. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance.
Thank you everyone for listening. Our featured guest artist today was Jessica Delfino. Songs to Make War To. Check out her CD and Facebook friender. This girl is such a talent. Lady, I should say. This lady is such a talent. And thank you all for tuning in. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio.